A man is charged with stabbing a roommate in Skagway, and a small fire breaks out at a Haynesboro building. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednar with Jim Devereaux. Those stories and more up next. A Skagway man is charged with felony assault after allegedly stabbing a roommate in the arm over the weekend. According to court documents, 22-year-old Matthew Ainsley was causing a disturbance at the Tempsco housing unit adjacent to a hangar at the helicopter guiding service in Skagway. Police wrote in court papers they received a 911 call from one of Ainsley's roommates at the housing unit just after 1 a.m. on Saturday. The roommate reported Ainsley was upset and throwing items in the hangar. While on the phone with a dispatcher, the male roommate said Ainsley picked up a butcher's knife from the kitchen area and stabbed him in the arm. The roommate then dropped the phone. When police arrived, other people were attending to the victim, and Ainsley remained in the area. He was taken into custody at the scene. The victim was taken to Dull Memorial Clinic for treatment and then flown to Juneau with possible nerve and ligament damage. Ainsley is charged with one felony assault. He did not have to enter a plea at his initial court appearance, but a preliminary hearing is set for July 2nd. According to Juneau District Attorney Amy Williams, he is being held in Lemon Creek Correctional Facility in Juneau on $20,000 bail.
In a June 21st Skagway Borough Assembly meeting, the Assembly voted unanimously to amend the Municipal Employee Wage and Step Chart by implementing a cost of living allowance. After a 2007 classification and wage study process, the Assembly decided to monitor the cost of living increase each year and adjust the employee pay grade accordingly. According to the Anchorage Consumer Price Index, the increase of living has gone up 3.2% since last year. However, the proposal for the wage increase did not go through the Finance Committee, nor did it go through the Assembly before the budget was passed. Assemblyman Bill Hunts says he thinks it should be brought to the Assembly before the fiscal year 2014 budget is discussed next year.
Well, what I would recommend next year, that the resolution comes before the budget. You're out of sequence, because you need to look at, okay, just because somebody proposes a budget doesn't mean that it's going to stick, and everybody looks at it and, oh, well, that's fine, until you see it in front of you and they ask a few questions. Oh, it's already been discussed and budgeted, but it hasn't really been approved, right? And that's why it's here. So I'd recommend that next year it comes to us before the budget cycle.
Though Assemblyman Mike Korsmo agreed about the raise going directly to the Assembly before talking about the budget, he said it was discussed during several budget planning sessions, and anyone who was at those sessions should have known about this.
We kept asking why the salaries and why things were going up the way they were, and that's one thing that Randy did do. Said he was based on a 3.2%. I heard him say it several times, and not probably doing the due diligence that I probably should have done. But we spend a lot of time doing budget meetings. I took that as an assumption that that's what we were doing, and I passed the budget on that assumption. So, it was brought up. It should go to finance, I agree. We should have it a little more vetted out.
It was maybe not exhausted in the way that maybe it could have went.
The Assembly voted unanimously to adopt the resolution. An executive session for Tidelands lease negotiation has been rescheduled for a July 2nd special meeting. Assembly members agreed on waiting to hold the Tidelands lease discussion until it can be held at an earlier hour when Mayor Stan Selmer returns from out of town. Assemblyman and Assistant Mayor Dan Henry said Selmer is an integral part of the goings-on of both the White Pass and Yukon Route aspect and the ADA aspect of the discussions, and suggested the Assembly wait for his return to hold an executive session. Henry also added that Assemblyman Paul Reichert had just received his packet before the meeting started, and if the executive session were put off, the Assembly members would have more time to become familiarized with the issues. Assemblyman Mike Korsmo suggested that the Assembly schedule a special meeting specifically to hold an executive session. The executive session is always the last item on the agenda, and Korsmo said by the time the Assembly gets through the other items, he is pretty worn out. Next meeting's agenda could be just as long, he said, adding that the Tidelands lease is too important for the Assembly to be tired when they discuss it. The special meeting is scheduled for July 2nd at 7 p.m., and at this point will contain only an executive session. For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
A small fire damaged the Haines Public Works building early Tuesday morning. Borough Public Facilities Manager Brian Lemke said employee Bruce Smith arrived to work in the early morning hours to find a small fire smoldering in the back of the building.
Found that it was had the flames had evidently snuffed themselves out or something, and it was just a kind of a smoldering issue when they finally got there. So we don't know, like I say, we don't know how long it was smoldering in there or what caused it. It wasn't in an area that had a lot of combustible material or anything like that. It was kind of a mystery in that respect right now. But
Smith called the fire department, and volunteers responded to help douse the rest of the fire. The building does not have an automatic fire sprinkler system. The building was built in 2008 and is divided into two sections. Lemke said the fire was in the section where equipment is parked and near a bay where oil and lubricants are kept to work on machinery. He said luckily the fire did not ignite any of the oil drums, oxygen, or acetylene in the building. But with those things out of the way of the fire, it's unclear what could have started it, he said.
We have no idea how or why we had a fire there, but for some reason a fire started against the back wall in the middle of the building, and it melted some insulation, burned up a pallet, and kind of made a mess of things in there.
The borough will have to replace some insulation and siding on the building. Lemke said he was talking with insurance representatives on Tuesday to estimate cost of damages.
The summertime blooms of the Northern Lynn Canal are an inspiring sight. Within the scenic vistas, there are strangers that don't leave on the great ships and don't always make the best of neighbors. Invasive plant species have long been a part of Skagway's landscape. Common sights such as the dandelion, European mountain ash, and white sweet clover can be considered beautiful. But the fragile balance of our ecosystems can be put to the test by these foreign invaders as they choke the native species out of their habitats. Halting the spread of invasives is tough. That's where guys like Peter Frank just get going. Frank, an invasive plant specialist with 3 years of experience in Alaska, works for Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park. Most of us think invasive species come from ships passing through or cars driving in. But Frank says sometimes the culprit comes from right in our own backyard.
Invasive species arrive through a number of different vectors. One of the primary means of introduction in Skagway is gardeners and horticultural plants come in, and then they begin to escape from their sort of horticultural confines and invade the local ecosystem.
Trees such as the European mountain ash have been planted here in large numbers and have recently been found to have spread as far north as Sheep Camp on the Chilkoot Trail. Though beautiful in its blooms, it can also threaten native species such as the Sitka mountain ash and other plants that use similar environments. Common garden varieties such as non-native roses, ornamental jewelweed, the common tansy, and imported soil itself can present a pressing problem when introduced to the backyard. But pulling weeds doesn't have to be like pulling teeth. In fact, Frank says it can prove to be useful for both your wallet and your belly.
The most common edible invasive is dandelion. Dandelion can be used fresh. Its greens can be put into salads. They can be fried in bacon grease. And the flower heads, when they're still yellow, can be battered and fried as a fritter, which is also very good. I've also heard of the plant being used to make wine, dandelion wine.
Of course, the dandelion isn't the only useful invasive. The common pineapple weed, with a similar scent to chamomile, has flowers that make a wonderful and relaxing tea. Sheep sorrel, another common invasive, can be used similarly to spinach and is a valuable source of calcium and iron. Common plantain leaves can be used for food or can be made into a topical cream that's known to soothe rashes. There's a long list of useful invasives in our valley, and there are several measures we can take to keep them from spreading to the surrounding wilderness.
When you are going out hiking or going out into wild areas, making sure that you stay on the trail, trying not to disturb the native vegetation, and to clean off your shoes, check your gear and your backpack for potential seeds or plant material that might hitchhike on your clothes or your shoes and spread invasive species.
A difference can be made right here in town as well. The 4th Annual Community Weed Pull will be this Saturday, June 30th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Skagway Airport. The event, sponsored by the National Park Service and the Taya Inlet Watershed Council, offers hands-on learning experience with invasive plants. As additional incentive, a red onion catered lunch, free t-shirts for the first 35 pickers, and some of the best views in town will be cordially provided. For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
And for more information about invasive plants of Southeast Alaska, visit the Alaska Natural Heritage Program's non-native species website at aknhp.uaa.alaska.edu. We'll also put a link to that website on our KHNS News webpage. This is Margaret Friednauer and Haynes with Jim Devereaux in Skagway for KHNS News. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your support.